Good evening, guys. Good evening. It's your girl, Dear Lori. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Amen, amen, amen. Well, the topic of this podcast tonight is called Flawless Makeup. And here goes the first question. I'm having a hard time getting my makeup just the way I like it, with a smoky eye look. Please help me figure this out. Well, see, me personally, I don't wear makeup like that all the time, but I know this amazing young woman who is a female black business owner. She just started doing tutorials January 1st, 2020. She's always had a passion for doing makeup since she was a teen. And now she's doing makeup tutorials and making people look like runway models and ready for any and everything because it's something she loves doing. She has even done my makeup on a few occasions. You can check her out on her YouTube channel or on her Facebook page. Her Facebook page is BK Top Model Beauty. And I will leave her YouTube link inside of the description box. You can hit her up if you need your makeup done for a party, a wedding, a birthday, a graduation, or if you're just going out and you want your makeup done. Her services are good. When I say good, her services are very good. She's very punctual. She's down to earth. She lets you know what her rates are for what it is that you want done. Personally, I can't quote a rate because it varies by what you need her to do to your face to make you look wonderful. Even, you know, down to the eyelashes. She has her own pricing. So hit her up for your pricings and support, support, support. Show her some love. And also, she was also, this is something that no one really, really knows, but she has also tried out and became one of the final people to be picked to be cast on America's Next Top Model. She made it all the way to the final cuts to be on the show. So, you guys know that that means she knows what she's doing and her makeup is on point. And she's also walked on runways. She also did Fashion Week. I forget which year she did the Fashion Week, but she also has walked in plenty of runways and done plenty of outings and things to promote clothes and makeup. So she is like the best person to go to when you want to look your best and feel your best. So hit her up. I'll leave the description and the link in the description box so you guys can hit her up. Okay, next question. Where are some places that I can go to get some makeup? Well, there's MAC, Sephora, CoverGirl, Maybelline, Clinique, and Estee Lauder. These are some of the places where I know they work with any skin tone, any skin pigment. They work. You just have to find which brand works best for you or which brand you're in love with. Like a lot of people, they like MAC. They like CoverGirl. They like, you know, Clinique, depending on, you know, your preference of your makeup. So it's basically on what you're looking for and your price range. Next question. Where can I get eyelashes from that will fit my face and not make me look like Snuffy from Sesame Street? Woo. There's a lot of people walking around here looking like Snuffleupagus with them big eyelashes and woo child. You can check out Amazon, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, or Target, depending on your budget for your lashes and whether you want mink, you want synthetic, you want real eyelashes. It all depends on you. But you can check out any one of those places and get your eyelashes done and pick your eyelashes up and have fun with your eyelashes and get them done. But make sure your eyelashes fit your face. I don't want nobody going out here talking about, oh, I was listening to this podcast and the lady said, go get your eyelashes from here and there so I could look like Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. No. No, 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 no. I am not telling anyone to go outside and buy eyelashes that are 3 times the length of your face and making you look crazy. We're not doing that. We're going to get nice eyelashes that fit our face and make us look good. And we're going to buy nice makeup that fits our skin tone so we're not out here looking like we just came from the 3-ring circus. Okay, people? We're not doing the circus thing. So, with that being said, let me end this podcast like I always do. Lord, be our guide and our protector on the journey we are about to take. Watch over us, protect us from accidents, keep us free from harm to body and soul. Lord, support us with your grace when we are tired. Help us be patient in any trouble which may come our way. Keep us always mindful of your presence and love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Keep your hands clean. Don't block your blessings. Once again, thank you for the love and support you guys are showing me. You guys are helping me expand as well as I'm helping everyone else expand. Peace and love, love and blessings. Love is light, light is love. Thank you. Support, support, support. Share. If you're listening on Anchor, hit that message button, leave me a message, and I will gladly review it and add it to this podcast episode. Peace and love, ladies and gentlemen. Peace and love. Keep your hands clean. Have a safe and blessed night. Love. Mwah.